so hype right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. The crowd goes crazy. Most in-depth coverage on the daily. Mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings. Focus like Danny at the deadline. Global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast, special bonus edition on a Saturday, very early Saturday morning here. It's about almost 2:30 in the morning here at the Garden. That glow you see behind me on the YouTube channel is the ice going down for the Boston Bruins and the New York Islanders series, which begins on Saturday. But the Boston Celtics win game three before that ice came through. On that parquet above the ice, the Boston Celtics beat the Brooklyn Nets 125-119. Another 55-0 for Jason Tatum. This was just another special performance from Jason Tatum. But really, the big story for me here is the Boston Celtics finally gave us something that we can feel good about. The Boston Celtics came out and fell behind early. And it was like, this could be bad. It felt like this could be bad. And after a timeout, it was 19-4. The Celtics came back and actually took a lead going into the second quarter. It was a moment of resilience that we had not seen from the Boston Celtics. We had not experienced this level of resilience against a team this good, I think, for most of the season. There were a couple of games, obviously. There was the big comeback against San Antonio. But that was – it's like San Antonio kind of conspired along with the Celtics there. And, of course, it took Tatum 60 to do that. But, like, those were extremes. There were extreme breakdowns on the other teams. This was the Celtics hanging in, playing defense, and answering a run. The Nets came out and smacked Boston in the face right away, and Boston answered. In the third quarter, Boston kind of got a little sloppy. Brooklyn came back, took a lead, and the Celtics answered. And those are things that we hadn't seen from the Celtics. We had seen the Celtics go through, you know, when they feel good, they played well. And when they felt bad, everything fell apart. How many times? I said it in the last show or the after the last game. When adversity hits, the Celtics end up being the bad guy in a kung fu movie. And they go individually and bop, bop, bop and get their ass kicked without, and they never really play as a team. The Celtics played as a team in this one, even as Jason Tatum dropped 50. You know, Jason Tatum also had 7 assists in this game. The third quarter, when the Celtics were turning it around after they had given up the lead, Marcus Smart was the guy that hit 3 3-pointers, including a 4-point play. Tatum assisted on all 3 of those 3-pointers. So Tatum not only came out and had a very special 50-point performance, Tatum had a game that involved moving the ball. It involved getting assists and giving it up when he needed to give it up. Now, it wasn't perfect. It was not a perfect game. And that actually adds to how special this game actually is, because the Celtics needed this. Obviously, you don't want to go down 0-3 in any series. And this game isn't going to give me some grand delusion of, hey, the Celtics can come back and win this series. I mean, still technically they could, because you can until you lose. But this gave us a sense of, a glimpse of what this team could be, could have been, had this season not been what it was. You know, like if this season had been somewhat normal, maybe we could have seen more of these performances. Maybe we could have seen a little bit something that just something that we could feel good about. But the Celtics in this game, in game three, took everything that the Nets had, They played defense. They got their stops. They got the rebounds. Role players played well, top to bottom. Just about everybody played well and contributed. Even Kemba Walker, who had a bad shooting game for sure. 0 of 7 from 3, 3 of 14 overall, was just a bad night for him, 6 points. But hey, look, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. Like, he had his moments as well where, okay, he wasn't – it was a bad night for Kemba, but he still did other things to try and help the Celtics win this game. And a couple of those rebounds down the stretch were big. There's no doubt about that. He did a couple of good things. But it was a bad night. Kemba Walker's night aside, going down the list, Tatum obviously was a star. Tristan Thompson played his role perfectly. Not only was he 8 of 13 for 19 points, 13 rebounds, 9 offensive rebounds, 9 offensive rebounds. It's like Tristan Thompson, he said after the game, like, yeah, some people are buffs. Which, okay, but hey, look, came home in the playoffs right here, game 3, and yeah, maybe he just needed to play in front of the home crowd because he played fantastic. It was his best game as a Celtic. He didn't, you know, except for maybe like once or twice, didn't try to overdo it, backing people down. He was just good. Marcus Smart, I mentioned Marcus Smart already, but like, you know what the best part about Marcus Smart's night? Okay, 8 of 11, 5 of 8 from 3, 23 points. This was a Marcus Smart game and 6 assists. This was a beautifully Marcus Smart game. You know what the best part about Marcus Smart's game was? No heat checks. Not a single heat check in those 8 three-pointers. Okay? Maybe one of them was a little quick, but it wasn't a heat check. It was wide open. He didn't have that typical Marcus Smart heat check three-pointer. He played his role really, really well. Romeo Langford came in, played 27 minutes. He was forced into service. And he played his role very well, defended well, hit threes, rebounded. He played his role well. Grant Williams came in. Robert Williams sprained his ankle. His toe is a mess. Robert Williams is just a mess right now. Left the game, left the arena in a boot. Grant Williams comes in, small ball 5, plays his role perfectly. When he's not asked to do too much, he plays well. And he played that role well. From top to bottom, mostly the Celtics played their roles. They did their jobs, and they did their jobs well. Coming into this game, yesterday's podcast, what did I say? Game 3. I just want everybody to, like, not overreact. Just do your job well. Don't go crazy. If someone else makes a mistake, you don't have to have 3 people trying to cover for them. Just do your job. The Celtics did their jobs in this game. Really just played this game extraordinarily well. And I personally, I like that it wasn't a perfect game. Like, it wasn't that they just came out and executed and everything was perfect and no mistakes and you know, all the shots went in and they shot 70%. No, this was a game where they shot normally. I mean, let me look at their percentages here. They made a pretty good amount, like 50%, 40% from 41% from 3. So I shouldn't say they shot normally, but they didn't shoot 70% from 3. They didn't shoot 70% from the field. It wasn't a complete outlier. It was just a really good shooting night. But they came out and responded. That's why I love this game so much. This game was a game where you look at it and you say, okay, some guys weren't perfect. Some guys made some mistakes. Brooklyn made their run. All of that stuff. And still Boston responded and came in and finished this game off and gave us something to look forward to. Like, for the first time, I felt normal at a game. And there was certain other factors here, like the media downstairs. We were sitting in our normal seats, and there was enough of a crowd, and it was loud enough, and you know, I could see the players, and it felt like the basketball game felt normal. Like, the whole thing felt pretty close to normal. It was a very good feeling. That's the feeling that you've been waiting for. And you know what else is a feeling that we don't have, we haven't had much of this season? Anticipation. Anticipation for the next game. I'm actually looking forward to Sunday's game. We haven't had a whole lot of that this season at all. I'm going to wrap this up quickly talking about Brooklyn first. Bet Online is the fastest, easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Head on over there. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. You're going to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Whatever it is, you deposit $100, you get a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON. And, you know, go head on over there. You can bet on anything. You can bet on, obviously, the basketball. You can bet in-game stuff. You could have bet on what Tatum's total would have been. If you had bet that he would have got to 50, I'm sure you would have made plenty of money. At Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Please gamble responsibly.
Have you subscribed to the Locked On Celtics podcast yet? You can wherever podcasts exist, and you can follow us on Spotify.
Hey, from the Brooklyn perspective, obviously a no-show from Kyrie, which I'm sure plenty of you are very happy about. Kyrie, 6 of 17, 16 points. He scored, he kind of sort of came to life a little bit in the fourth quarter, but throughout the first three quarters, he was a no-show. So the whole big thing about Kyrie coming back and, like, look, there were some profane chants in the arena. You know, look, I'd like to not hear that just because I don't want to have people talking about that. But you know what? It is what it is. It didn't cross a line necessarily, and certainly didn't get personal. I don't think anything untowards was said other than that. It seems like everything was pretty, aside from the profanity, everything was pretty clean. So that's good. We got a big James Harden game. We got a big Kevin Durant game. Kevin Durant's just unstoppable. It was just ridiculous. He just felt like he could hit anything that he wanted. But the big story of the game from the Brooklyn side is that Joe Harris, obviously Kyrie Irving, they got nothing from anybody else. They've got 41 from Harden. They got 39 from Durant, and that was it. 16 from Kyrie, but that was late. 8 from Harris, that's nothing. Blake Griffin was nothing. Nick Claxton, 4 points. Tyler Johnson, 5 points. Bruce Brown, 2 points. Like, nothing from anybody else. Not having Jeff Green hurts these guys. It really does. Now, it couldn't, might not have done anything as far as keeping Tristan Thompson off the boards or anything like that. But he actually, they need him. He does help them in a lot of ways. So not having Jeff Green, this is so weird to say, but not having Jeff Green was a problem for the Brooklyn Nets because of what it does to the matchups. What does Tristan Thompson do? Who does he defend? Now he can defend at least a big. They had to rely a lot more on Blake Griffin. And for all of my comments about Blake Griffin and how he shows how quitters can win in the NBA, the fact is that with Blake, he's you rely on him too much. And yeah, he's dunking again, but generally he's not much of a player anymore. But yeah, they need to get something from Landry Shamet. They need to get something from Claxton when he's out there. Obviously, I don't think Kyrie's going to have another nothing game. I'm very interested in how Sunday's going to go. I don't know what to expect from that. We'll see when that comes. But the Boston Celtics can't duplicate what they did in this game and expect Sunday to go well. For things to go well on Sunday, they have to be better. They have to make sure that they're not fouling as much. They put Harden on the line 13 times. They put Durant on the line 12 times. Lots of fouls down the stretch. Some of them, I know, questionable calls and whatnot. The call on Marcus Smart, which was a charge that they overturned, was complete insanity. I have no idea why. Oh, geez, I just realized that my audio is probably terrible this whole time. I apologize for that. Probably should have paid closer attention to that. I have no idea why they overturned. That's annoying. Sorry. That's annoying, but I'm not going to re-record this because it's 2:30 in the morning, 2:40 in the morning. So hopefully that's not too bad when you're listening. But back to the Kyrie, the Marcus Smart foul, that offensive foul that was overturned. I just don't understand that one at all. There's no way the NBA can justify that. That it was overturned is complete bullshit. Complete and utter, 100% total bullshit. They said Marcus Smart said he was told he was moving. You can move. You're entitled to slide. You're entitled to move and still draw a charge. You don't have to be completely motionless when you're drawing an offensive foul. As long as you're in legal defensive position, legal guarding position, and you're square, and he goes through you, which he did. Kevin Durant went through Marcus Smart. Didn't matter that he was moving. That's a horse shit explanation. And I'm happy that the Celtics won, because now I can actually talk about that call, because it didn't matter. But that was, I don't understand. That's egregiously bad. That was egregiously bad. And there's no justification for that. Like, it smacks of, ooh, it was Kevin Durant. Well, we can't have Kevin Durant get that foul. Like, I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get it. And credit to Marcus Smart. He kept his cool because he knew the situation. If that was a regular season game, Marcus Smart would have been tossed, fined $50,000, maybe suspended for a game. No doubt about that in my mind. And they won. That also helps. But the fact that they overturned that call, that to me, from what I saw, it was as blatant a charge, a blatant an offensive foul. And considering that the refs are so reticent to change their calls, they never change calls that are close. The fact that they changed that one blows my mind. But look, Brooklyn's gonna come back. Kyrie's gonna come back. He's too good to come back and have another stinker. So Joe Harris is too good of a shooter. The Celtics are gonna have to figure things out. Hopefully Robert Williams is gonna be okay, but I'm not holding out hope. That sprained ankle is going to be an issue. Kemba Walker, I think there's something wrong, like that pinched nerve in his neck or something, because he was constantly like shaking out his arm. Like, something's wrong there as well. But hopefully the Celtics can get a more balanced attack, and then Tatum can take over down the stretch on Sunday. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Again, I apologize. I realized that my audio was way too high, but I'm kind of in a weird little situation here. The lighting is terrible, but here we are. At the Garden, you can see on the YouTube page the banners behind me over here. That's really the banners. I can actually, since we're here, I can actually pick this up, whoa, and show you what's going on down there. That's the ice. Let that catch up. There we go. There's the Bruins ice. This is YouTube exclusive, the banners and everything. So thanks. Hope you enjoyed this bonus podcast. What a silly thing that I'm doing. Thanks for checking it out. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe on the YouTube channel and share the podcast. Tell your friends that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.